I'd like to convene the Town of Coburn special called meeting on Monday, March 22nd, 2021, 6:30 p.m. This meeting is electronically done. And if we can, get Kathy to do a roll call.
Carlos Collins.
Here.
Jeff Kaiser. Devontae Mooney. Joe Steele.
Here.
Sharon Steele.
Here. And if I would, get Joe to do the invocation.
Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, God, we thank you for this day and life and health and strength that you blessed us with. We're thankful that we can come together as a town council. We ask that you continue to bless us with forward progress in this town. I thank you for what you've already done for us. And I pray that you would give us wisdom and guidance and understanding of the things that we need to know about and discuss. And I ask these things according to your will. In Jesus' name, amen.
And we can get Jimmy Williams to do the Pledge of Allegiance because it's a mess when we all try to do it. So we'll do it by Jimmy.
All right. I pledge allegiance to the flag, the United States of America, to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
And at this time, if there's any public expression, any citizen, taxpayer, or interested person is welcome to come forth and state his or her views concerning the town. Please state your name, physical address, whether you live in town or out of town, and if you are served by the town or if you are a business owner in the town, please limit your comments and or questions to 5 minutes. Do we have any? That's my dog does. Not hearing any out close public expression. And for this part of the special called meeting, hey, Will?
Yeah.
Can we just go through and just leave it the way it is and go straight on into the workshop meeting without doing all this over again?
I think so, yeah. I think technically we'll have to adjourn the special called meeting, but then once the special called meeting's adjourned, we can just go straight into the workshop and discuss anything that you want to without going through the pledge and public comment and all that stuff.
Okay. Just wanted to be sure I could do it something like that. Not do that all over. So, in the special called meeting, this is over the Powell Valley National Bank loan renewal. And due to miscommunications the other day, we are redoing the meeting and we have a quorum, so we may do this. And I'll get Jimmy, if he would, to restate the purpose.
This it's a loan that we already have. It needs to be renewed, and the amount will be increased to $300,000. It's over a 12-month renewal period, and it maintains the current 3% interest, and principal shall be due in full at maturity in 12 months. What needs to be accomplished today is that the council has set a resolution to finance 12 months of line of credit, and also you have to designate be myself, if you wish, a person that is authorized to sign on behalf of the town for this credit line.
So we need to make a motion to renew the loan renewal for 12 more months, increase it to $300,000.
Yes.
And can I put Jimmy as a signer all in the same motion?
You can, yes. Yeah.
And that's what you need, Jimmy, is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
So I'll make a motion that we renew the loan for the next 12 months and up it to $300,000 and allow Jimmy Williams, the town manager, to sign for the paperwork at the Powell Valley National Bank for the water project that's coming, upcoming.
Second.
Any discussion? Carlos, do you know what we're doing? What this is?
Not really. You know, I know you had a loan, you know, but I didn't know for how much, you know.
Right. Jimmy, you want to tell him what the loan is for?
It's for the water project that we're hopefully getting ready to start or bidding on the next 2 weeks.
Dam.
Huh?
Coming from the dam?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Okay, how much are you?
Jimmy, I've got a quick question too. On the agreement with the PSA, we've not signed that yet, correct?
That's correct. The PSA is part of the other project.
That's the other project.
Yes.
Banner project.
Yeah, that's a different project than this one.
Okay.
Is the other one a sewer project?
Yeah.
With the PSA?
Very good. I was just making sure, obviously, we've not discussed that agreement in depth or anything, so I just wanted to make sure that didn't have anything to do with this. So, very good.
As far as I know, Jimmy, you can correct me, that the water line replacement, the big one that we're doing, that's already been approved.
Yes, it has. We got the funding that we need from the health department. And I said, talked to Lane Group today, and we're supposed to start bidding mid-April now.
Mid-April?
Yes.
And then, Carlos, the money that the bank is for, easements that we've had to do, the paperwork for it, any permits that we've needed to get, it's to bridge until we get the loan, and then the loan will pay it all back.
Yeah.
I'm not the loan, but the grant.
Yeah.
And Jimmy, have we gotten all the easements we need for the water project that you're getting ready to start bidding on?
We've got one I've been working on. The gentleman that owns this property has refused Lane Group, so they've asked me to step in and see if I can work with this gentleman, and I've tried calling a couple of times, and he's not answering, and his voicemail is full, so I keep trying to call him.
Are you going to have that in place before the bidding process?
From the sounds of what they're saying, that's going to be a major hiccup if we can't get him to agree on something.
I would think so. Okay.
So I would probably quit trying to call and go knock on his door.
And is that the water project or the sewer project?
Water.
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 You know Mark Mullins?
Mark Mullins. Not really.
He owns that little gravel lot across from the Fast Mart on Laurel Avenue.
Oh, okay.
Is it going to have to go through that property? I mean, is there a way around it or not?
I think unless we go through the road, there's no way around it.
Yeah. Okay.
Didn't that used to belong to John Ring?
Yes, I'm sure it did.
Yeah.
That's what I'm thinking, that belonged to John Ring at one time. And where we already have a water line through there, does that not
qualify for an easement?
That we already actually have an easement?
We don't. Anytime we break, to my understanding, Will can correct me, but anytime we break ground, we have to have an easement.
That's correct. I mean, if it's not through that area that the water lies in, it's in a different route through that area, then we'd need to have a new easement for that.
So if we already have a water line there, say, and something happened to that water line, would we not be able to go in there and fix it?
Yes.
For an emergency fix like that, yes. But not for replacement.
What size of the road is that on?
But I would think that if we already have water lines in there, that we should already have an easement on that property. No?
None that I'm aware of. I mean, if it's been passed down since they first put that line through there, I mean, it's new ownership, so.
The water line's on the Fastmark side of the road.
Water line's on the Fastmark side?
Well, we know it is, because Danny had worked on it that day when you went up there and corrected all of them in the hole.
Well, that was down at the other end.
Well, which one, where is he talking about? At the bottom?
You know where Ring's truck plot over there?
That's across the road from the Fastmark.
You see, I don't know where there's a water line over there, because those people over there have water.
Well, the main water line, if I'm correct, runs on the Fastmark side, the park side, on up the road. You remember that?
Okay. You might just need to go knock on his door, seeing as we only have, like, less than a month.
Hey, Will?
Yes. Yeah.
What would happen, is there some sort of machinery in place, or we got legal thing in place to where we can get that irregardless?
Yeah, I mean, technically...
Domain.
Right, it'd have to go through eminent domain and condemnation proceedings, and that's kind of a absolute last resort that you would go through in order to obtain that, just because of the time involved, the cost, that sort of thing. But at the same time, yes. But I also think that's one of the reasons why the land group's trying to use Jimmy in order to try to avert that process if need be.
Okay. I understand.
Right. Like I said, I'd just go find him and talk to him person to person.
Okay.
That'd be my thought.
Does he live up there, Jimmy?
I have no idea who he is.
I don't either.
I've talked to him on the phone years ago, and I don't know who he is.
Okay. I'll ask around and see if I can find out something about him.
Sounds good to me.
Any more questions?
Well, that's a...
Okay. Not hearing any more questions on the approval for the Powell Valley National Bank loan renewal.
Yeah.
I'll do a roll call vote, Kathy.
Carlos Collins?
Yes.
Jeff Kaiser? Devontae Mooney? Joe Steele?
Yes.
Sharon Steele?
Yes. And the next thing on the special called meeting, is there any comments from the council? Not hearing any, I will adjourn the special called meeting of the Coburn Town Council. And we will convene now onto the workshop for the town of Coburn. Does that sound legal, Will?
Yes, that's perfect. Yep, you're good.
Do we need to do public expression?
I mean, this is already on the agenda. I just technically call it, but at the same time, we all know that, you know, nobody else is online.
I don't think there's anybody else here, so I think we could just go into the approval of the agenda.
Yeah.
Is there anybody need to add to the agenda? So not hearing any, I make a motion to approve the agenda as presented.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
First up is Mr. Williams.
All right. Y'all want the good news first? You want the good news first?
I want double good news.
I received notification from Mark Warner's office. I sat in a meeting with him, There's a American Rescue Plan that's in process that the president has signed into effect. The ink's still wet, so they're not really sure on the ultimate restriction. Senator Warner thought that the first go-around is a two-parter. The first go-around would be kind of like what we experienced before, but the second go-around, he feels that it's going to be less restricted and more for municipalities to use as they need to. With all that said, each town, city, and municipality in the Commonwealth of Virginia has gotten a percentage of the money. Let me find it here. I'm sorry. I must be missing a page. Anyway, I can't find it on here right now, but we're getting $1.68 million. We should have the first half of it within the next 60 days. And the second half will follow a year from that point.
So the first monies that we're going to get, there's going to be the restrictions to use it the way that this last one came through.
Well, that's what they're kind of anticipating, but like I said, Senator Warner, the ink is still wet and it hasn't dried enough for them to go through it and break it down and to actually determine it.
Right. So we could go back into replacing all the toilets with the non-touching things and redoing the bathroom, correct?
I want to say yes right now, but I hope so.
Possible?
Yeah.
Yeah. Because I think that in the whole, just me personally, I think that to go through and do your all's bathrooms, the police department, all of our buildings that we have toilets in would be better served if we replaced everything and put all new in. I think they need them anyway.
I agree.
And
I think we need
to take care of the mess.
Yeah, and I think we need to look at getting a better building
contractor
for the restroom over at the stage as well.
Rally check?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd like to have that fixed, and I'd also like to see bathrooms still over at the park. Even if it's just one multi-use toilet.
Gender friendly?
But anyway. Yep. That would be me, but that's just my thought.
Gender friendly. Well, I think we have some time, so
yep,
we can definitely figure this out once we get the actual policy in front of me. So.
And this comes directly to us?
Yes.
Yes, this money does not go through the county. It goes directly to us.
Good, good.
Okay, so that was good news. What's the next good news?
Well, that's the good news. I got a letter from the health department.
Yeah.
And they have opened up the application process for a grant for 2022. This is the same grant that was offered to us the last couple times. It's been 50-50. That you guys have voted and opt not to take. It's more or less
right
for a water meter replacement. It's up to you guys. If you want me to apply for it, I can. But the numbers ain't going to change. It's still going to be 50-50 matching.
Right. I think that right now we were kind of also on the idea that with the new water line going in, all of that, the water meter is covered in that. so that we would just kind of wait and see what we have left after the new project is finished.
I guess.
And that could be some, and that could be that we could probably maybe use some of the $1.68 million to replace water meters.
Hey, Jamie?
Yes, sir.
Is there a deadline for the application to be filled out and sent in?
It is. It's April the 30th.
As for me right now, I'm a no on that one. I'm not doing a 50-50 at this time.
Yeah, because I talked to Lane Group as well, and they're still somewhere in the future. Or I actually talked to Mr. Hess last time I talked to him. He's hoping some in the future that may go back to 75, 20, 25 again. But right now, it's still at 50-50.
Right. I think that was kind of the plan all along, that all the municipalities was not taking it for that reason.
Exactly.
How about the, what's the deal on the two pump stations?
For the sewer?
The ones out in Flat?
Oh, no, the water. You know,
the water? That's part of this project coming up.
Oh, it is? Okay.
Yeah.
Anything else that you want to tell us, Mr. Jimmy?
Everybody knows we got the flower pots in. We've got 580 of the trash cans in. Last time I talked to
Mr. Are they getting labeled?
They've already labeled and serialized.
All right.
Talked to Mr. Beavers.
You just need a letter.
A couple weeks ago, and the trash truck is still in the same schedule as far as being mid-April time frame.
Right. I still like Will and you to get together and draft a lease letter, because that would be what that would be, is a lease. That we're leasing them the trash cans as long as they have water and trash pickup.
Yes.
Because if we don't have something in place, and the people that, like, if they're renters and they're renting a house and they decide that they're leaving town, you know, they've skipped out on water bills before. You don't think they wouldn't skip out with your trash can?
Yeah, I'd say they'd take it.
That's exactly right. So I'd like to have the paperwork, and I don't know if it's going to be, you know, to tell everybody to come to town hall and sign. Yeah, maybe. If we can get it out there in wide publication that says you've got to come to town hall and sign a lease agreement to get your new trash can, and if you don't come sign it, you don't get one. Something.
And I don't disagree with that, because I think that if you just give them a trash can, they're just going to say, well, the town gave us this, and that's not the case.
Right.
We need to have something in writing that we'd be able to take it back under, you know, if they quit using the service. With that being said, what kind of timetable are we looking at as far as with the trash cans and trash truck? And
once we get the truck in and there's no problems or anything, then we're going to start issuing the cans out after I do this letter. And there'll also be a fee for replacement if it's damaged or misplaced on their end.
And I think we need to do a letter, but I also think that they need to sign before they actually get them.
Right, and that's,
that way we've got some file as far as an agreement in place.
That's what we're going to do, Jeff, guys, is when they take the cans out to them, they're going to sign for
okay,
it if the person is not there, and then they'll have to come down here to pick up the can and sign. Or
that'll be good.
Or make arrangements with us.
Yeah, no can till you sign.
Yep.
Or we'll be out a bunch of trash cans.
Okay. Also, I've had a lot of questions as far as we're going to open the pool. Is there any thought on that?
I sent you a link there, or what I copied and pasted from the health department. I've also been asked by Lifeguard, wanted to know if we were going to try to open. And right now, reading the governor's guidelines for the pool, we could open it, and it's saying, I think it says 75% of lowest capacity of the pool, or something to that effect, and still wanting people to social distance, and we would not be able to open the kiddie pool at all. We can have the slide open and just have to mark, you know, 6 foot just marks on the ground.
We can put
that, and the same with the diving boards.
We can put lap lanes in, that way they can't cross it.
Do what? Put a what in?
Lap lanes.
Yeah. I think we'd be putting a lot of holes in the pool. I feel like that by summer, the end of May, the school gets out the last of May, the 28th, so we would open the pool that week in June, I guess. Or, I know that the basketball team would want to do the end of school basketball pool party to kick off the season. But with that being said, you know, that is usually maximum capacity at that pool. And so I don't know that that would be a good idea. But to open the pool,
how much work will be involved in
opening the pool? Opening the pool is going to be the same as every year. Drain it and paint it. Have you heard anything on getting the Camp 18 workers back out?
I had talked to Mr. Phillips, and he said that the state has somewhat okayed to have the work crews to go back out with VDOT. But however, Camp 18 has not done that yet. And he's not sure when that will be, but he feels it's getting pretty close.
Right, because I was thinking that that would be, you know, to paint the pool and clean the pool and get that ready. That they did a good job the last time. Isn't that who did it the last time, Jeff?
What, paint the pool?
Yeah.
Jeff did.
I thought we had the Camp 18 help do that.
You're talking about last year? We didn't paint it. I don't think we painted it last year.
Year before that.
Year before it did, and we did.
The last time we painted it.
That was a
year before.
Yeah, before, yeah.
2019.
And didn't they help paint it?
Camp 18 did.
Yeah. So if we can get them on it, and I would probably go for opening it. St. Paul's opening.
Well, I talked to some of the guys out there, guards and stuff, out there at Camp 18. I was asking about the guys, when they're going to let them out to come back and work. And he said he really didn't know. He said it's going to probably be a little while before they let them back out.
Right. So if we said we wanted to open the pool, how hard is that going to push you?
Oh, with the guys and stuff I got right there now, it won't be as bad, but unless something goes wrong, line breaks, or have a bad sewer leak, water break, anything like that, it's going to probably push us behind a little bit. Unless we make a date and get started on it early.
Right. What do you think, Jimmy?
I think we can probably get started earlier than what we normally have, just to, if we can't get finished in one day, you know, we can slide into two or three if need to be.
Yes.
Just work a little bit at a time.
Yeah.
But as far as right. The people and you know, I think we need to be pretty strict to what the governor or the government has set forth with us.
Right.
This would be like,
I know what I read, like, the workers have to wear masks when we're inside the building serving food and taking up the money. They're asking them, you know, the social distance, standing in line for the water slide, and for the diving board. And we have to special sanitize, and we've been having the lifeguards every 20 minutes, check the bathroom. And so that would come down to going in and sanitizing the bathrooms when they went in. And I think that in itself would be a great thing. But
They just have to set a schedule.
I don't see a reason not to open it.
They just have to set a schedule to make sure everything's kept clean.
Yeah, we've got one.
With that being said, how are we on maybe opening up the town office here soon?
October 1st.
I
don't know about that. I was thinking it was like April the 1st.
Oh, no, no.
It's April 5th. I believe it's the 5th.
Oh, I was just trying to...
Carlos. April 5th is what we... April 5th is what we set.
You can open it for me for my birthday.
The 5th.
Is that your birthday?
The 5th. April 5th, yeah.
Well.
The 15th is a Thursday. I mean, that would be...
Would that help? You still on the 5th.
So, I mean, if you're going to... When you open it, I think a Monday would be a day to open it. And water bills are due the... What date?
15th.
So, if you open... Can you do it the 5th or the 12th of April?
Unless it's cut off, and then they have the money in by the 6th. 5th or 6th.
Right. So the 5th or the 12th, is that going to give you enough time to finish shredding?
The 16th is when we have to go do the shredding.
Okay.
And that's going to take half of Jeff's crew and a couple hours here just to do that.
Right.
I have to rent a U-Haul truck.
Right. So,
you won't try.
If you and Kathy went with the paperwork, because I think that would be who needs to go, and then Jeff hauling it down there on the 16th, but then the girls there in the office, be all right, I think. So the 5th or the 12th, what would you think? Kathy.
I mean, I kind of thought we already decided on the 5th. That's what we had planned on.
I thought it was April 5th. So, I still think that's a good date. And then we can just tell everybody that it'll open on the 5th. And just make sure the signs are up and they wear their masks and all that good stuff.
I'm going to order some mask disposables that we can keep here in case somebody does come by and they don't have a mask, and then we can give it to them. If they refuse it, they can turn around and walk out.
Right.
Because they won't come in.
Well, the good thing is that divider there was put in just in time.
Yep, we were thinking ahead of that.
I'm telling you.
How about council meetings in person?
Last I heard, talked with Jeff, he advised the 12th will be the first in-person council chamber meeting.
Okay. All right.
Monday is Easter Monday, too, in Canada.
Well, aren't you glad you live in America?
Hoorah.
Now, on Easter, it being on the 4th, are we closed like Friday or Monday or something there?
Let me get my book. It might be that Monday.
Well, Because if it's that Monday, then we'll not open town hall till the 6th.
I was just looking at that too the other day. Will, do you remember?
I do not.
We follow the state holidays.
Yeah.
Okay, you got New Year's, Lee Jackson Day, Martin Luther, Washington's birthday, Memorial Day, Independence Day. So there is no holiday.
Yeah.
And that's what I thought. Yeah. Because we strictly follow state holidays now with that new policy.
Because I was looking at it the other day, and I didn't remember it being on there. So.
It's not. But Sharon's correct.
All right. So town hall reopened on the 5th. We're going to in-person meetings with social distancing on the 12th at the depot at 6:30. We're getting some money.
I have another question.
Joe has another question.
Jimmy, you probably haven't had time. I know there's been a lot going on. I was just curious to know if you had contacted VDOT about the property boundary or VDOT's ownership down here at Crooked Road Barbecue where that drain is messed up.
I've not got hold of the person I need to talk to. I've talked to a couple of VDOT workers, of course. They're reading from the same sheet of music saying it's ours, but I haven't talked to the engineer.
Yeah, that's why yet. I said I want a boundary line showed to me and who owns that drain to begin with. Whose is it?
Yeah.
Because it really does need to be fixed. If it is ours and it's left the way it is and somebody's vehicle gets damaged, then you know that's not a good thing. So if we can't get VDOT to fix that, I would like to see that fixed.
We can fill it full of concrete.
I don't care. But I don't know where your rainwater is going to run off to.
With the other.
Down the road.
It's still on my list to do. I need to talk to, I don't know if it's Phil Cantrell or one of those people up there, but it's not the gentleman that's in charge of this area through VDOT. It's not them.
Right.
Also, as far as with Easter, some of the other towns they kind of put a question out during our manager's meeting wanting to know if we are planning on doing anything for Easter as far as town-wide.
The town itself has never really done any kind of like an Easter egg hunt or anything. We've done the sunrise service.
Yeah, I was going to say that's all. I don't know.
And the thing with the sunrise service is that we've been doing it inside at the Lays building as a community service. And I don't think that the Lays building is ready to be opened yet. So if we did it outside, I think we'd be okay and talk to the Ministerial Association and see what they say.
Yeah.
But that would have to be done like yesterday.
Yeah.
Well, maybe I need to contact RJ or somebody and see what they're...
Is Marty Puckett over that?
I don't know.
I mean, I don't have a problem if they wanted to do a sunrise service down here in town on the stage. I personally wouldn't have a problem if they social distance into family groups and wore a mask.
Right. If if it goes along with government guidelines.
Yeah, following the government guidelines, I think that's what it says.
Okay.
So if, to me, for me, if the Ministerial Association wants to go ahead and do that, I would feel fine with it. But we do not do the Easter egg hunt. 321 did not have their day. They appreciated the signage, though, downtown. But that's my thought for that. Joe, what's your thought?
I don't have a problem with it, as long as we stayed in to Governor Northam's guidelines, and as long as we social distance and wore masks. But there again, I think that probably we need to talk to the Ministerial Association and see what their feelings are about it.
Carly?
Yeah, that'd be okay.
You think it'd be all right to just go ahead and tell them if they want to go for it?
Yes,
for government guidelines.
Okay. You can put that on your list, Jimmy.
Okay, I was going to ask you, want me to do that, or Joe, you want to call, or?
Well, Joe can call.
I can call Marty or RJ, either one, and see what their feelings are about it, and I'll convey it all to you all.
That'd be fine. If not, I can call. I got Marty's number. I may have RJ's number too. I'm not sure. Let's see.
But I think that it would have to be outside on the stage.
Yeah, I got RJ's number too, so I can call either one of them.
Okay. Okay. The Lay's building. Has anything been done to maybe, I heard that there was maybe some dampness, mold problems or whatever down there?
Is
that kind of out of our hands?
Yeah, the Lay's Foundation had a crew come in there and clean it as far as with the mold. They've already taken care of that.
Okay, okay.
And they're just waiting for the go-ahead to open.
Yes.
Correct.
Yep.
Okay, that's all.
Any more questions for Jimmy? Not hearing any. With Jeff Livingston?
Yes, ma'am.
Got anything you want to tell?
Yes. Tonight, on my report, that we went and installed a meter at the VIC ball field at the concession stand to get it away from that inside the concession stand and put it on the outside. We replaced 300 feet of water line over on Calabash Lane. Replaced the roof down Complex A that was leaking a little bit. We removed the repaired a leak in Bondtown, it's a 2-inch. Repaired a sewer line on North Street. Repaired a 2-inch water line on 6th Street. We placed the flag on Flag Hill. We put in a valve, check valve, over on Rock Bridge Road. Went and jetted sewer line out on Henderson Street. We repaired a 6-inch sewer line on Alfred Street this morning. That's all I have on my report for tonight.
Any questions? It's not a question, but I will tell you that I don't know. We'll have to check into the heights on that pole, but those big flags that Camping World has,
uh-huh,
great big monster flag.
Uh-huh.
We have one. It just hasn't made it to Coburn yet.
Mm-hmm.
If we can put it up there.
Yeah,
if not, we can use it at different things downtown and measure it off and hang it.
All right.
So we do have one. It will be delivered soon.
All righty.
Do we ever buy any of the smaller flags from the state?
Oh, me and Jeff's actually talking about doing that. We're getting ready to make an order.
Oh, okay.
Those are just for down there at Town Hall, right?
Well, we got one over at the depot.
Yeah, we got a couple in town. Also, the ones that we put up, like the fourth, they are broken or not usable anymore, majority of them, so I'm looking at that as well.
Okay.
And Christmas decorations.
Yeah, now's the time to buy those.
Well, they are expensive, even at the prices I'm seeing right now. Those stars we have up right now, they're about $600 a piece.
Meh.
I found one place, you buy one, get one free, so that kind of puts it down to $300. So I'm still looking at that right now.
So are the stars, I didn't think they were that bad. I thought our worst ones were the wreaths that we hang up on the pole.
The wreaths are wired together and the lights are, half of them don't work. Those stars are broken.
Right.
We have taped and wired them things together and the ring around them.
What are those made out of?
Like a real hard plastic.
I wonder if, what's his name, Superior Trucking?
Jimmy...
Cup, yeah. Jimmy Cup could make us some stars. Yeah, he does really good metal work, and that would be better than plastic. And then we'd just have to. Yeah, we just have to buy them that one time, and then the only thing we'd ever do is just wire lights on them.
Yeah, we need about 40 or 50 of them if that's the case.
Right. But I mean, I would think talking to Jim Cup and see what he could do on that, and see what he says.
How many?
Did you say 50?
Right at 50, yeah.
Probably more we won't pay.
Well, I don't know. They're $600.
Well, now that's true.
No, that's the that's the ones with the reef around it. You got the reef and the star in the middle. And you got a light?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
But do we have to go with that style?
We don't have to. That's just kind of what I found so far within a reasonable price.
I saw something real cute somewhere that was looked really not. I forgot what.
Even if we go with just like the candle or something like that, I mean, it's almost the same price just for that. Candle and the teacup, what do you want to call it?
The brackets.
Before we get away, I'll talk to you later.
Scott, are you still there?
I am.
Okay.
I'll let you guys know if I have to leave.
Okay. I think on those Christmas decorations, Jimmy, is just kind of keep shopping around and get some ideas and you could probably send it to us in an email instead of printing it all out and let us look at stuff that you locate. And if anybody else sees something that they like that they think might be a nice thing, send it out and let's see what we can all come up with and see what we like.
That sounds good.
Because we do have an awful pretty town at Christmas.
I can't wait to see that big tree on the stage this coming year.
That'd be nice.
As Devante says, it won't look pregnant.
It won't look pregnant. There's not anything left for Jeff Livingston then. No more questions or anything. Nothing else there. We'll move on. Do you have anything from the Lane Group other than what you told us?
No, that's all.
Moving on from that, I'd like to, I think I can do this, make a motion to put Scott Brooks in front of the treasurer's report, make that a motion, because he has a situation where he's the only police officer in town right now, and he may have to jump and run.
I agree with that.
And so if we let him go ahead and do his report, and then Kathy come in after that, if that's okay. And I'll make a motion to do that.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All right. Scott, go ahead.
Well, the things I really need to talk to town council about, probably need to talk about them in closed session. I've got about three different things that I'd like to talk to you guys about, but I don't have anything really new to talk about in open session.
Okay.
So I'll try to stick around and check back in if I have to leave.
All righty. Okie dokie.
Thanks. Yes.
Thanks for your report.
You're welcome.
Back to you, Kathy.
Tonight's report, I've included a copy of our total accounts payable due of $4,014. The interim accounts payables are $39,683.06. March 8th's electronic regular meeting minutes will be distributed along with April 12th's council packets. Our posted cash balance as of Friday, March the 19th, was $186,261.94. We have $59,451.37 in outstanding checks, less our accounts payable due of $4,014, leaving a balance of $122,796.57. Since I've done those reports, we had two additional deposits. Friday's deposit was $21,076.12. Today's deposit was $2,436.44 for a combined total cash availability of $146,309.13. In your reports, you'll find a copy of our total cash availability report for the month of March current, and then the cash comparison report.
Anybody have questions for Kathy?
Could I add a few things?
Yes.
We have our pre-auditor. She's already started. Kathy's been working diligently getting all the reports for her, and I think it's coming around pretty decent right now. The thing with the taxes, there's a code section that says that we have to present a list to you guys 30 days of June the 30th, and then after July 1, at that time we can post those in the paper.
Okay.
And well, if I'm over speaking here, fill me in. But I talked to Will about it, and that's kind of what we agreed on as far as the verbiage in that code section.
So you'll get to us a list by when?
It's got to be to you no later than June 30th. So I'm part of that council meeting before. Because you have to.
And then 30 days after that, we can put it in the paper.
After July 1.
After July 1.
Yeah.
And that meets all the proper guidelines for that.
Yes.
Okay.
However, comma, we are going to, we're going to go forward with the DMV stops.
Yes.
So we don't have to wait for those. We can do them now.
Thank you.
I've actually been online practicing.
Did you put a DMV stop on me?
Yes, ma'am.
I knew it.
But that's all I have. I just want to add those couple things.
Right. All righty. Anybody else to ask Ms. Kathy some questions? Not hearing any. Is there anybody from the fire department with us? No? Nothing from the fire department, and we'll move on down to the attorney report. Will?
The only thing I have to report tonight is a Senate bill that was passed, just to kind of make you all aware of it, FYI, because it does affect you all and does affect your all terms. And bottom line, what it is Senate Bill 1157, and it says any city or town charter or any other provision of law, beginning with any election held after January 1st, 2022, elections for mayor, members of a local governing body, or members of an elected school board shall be held at the time of the November general election for terms to commence January 1st. And so even though it's in our town charter that the elections are in May, with that provision, what that's automatically going to do is going to put our elections in November. And so your all's terms will extend for 6 months to December 31st now, with an election to coincide with the November election. That's something that I was just made aware of a few days ago that had passed, so I just wanted to kind of give that information to you all as an FYI.
I actually read that probably maybe before you did, because I thought
you probably did. Yeah.
You know, I read everything.
I had not realized that, but I know that does directly affect us where we have our elections in May. With that being said, one of the questions is, has been posed, do we have to amend the town charter because of that provision in state law? And what we've been told back is that it's not necessary to amend the charter because the state law will preside over that provision.
Right, it supersedes that.
Exactly. So, I mean, if there's a reason to change our town charter in the future, we can add that provision in there, but there's no reason to amend it just for that.
Okay, so we don't need to put it in our ordinances where council, the way we did that the last time, and set it up to where there was no debate on when?
We do not, just based on, I mean, we can put it in there, but at the same time, it doesn't matter because state law would override our ordinance anyway.
Right.
As you said, superseded. Right. So it's really not necessary, but at the same time, if it's a deal where we're updating something anyway, I would say let's just go ahead and do it at the same time just to, you know, make it clear on paper. But at the same time, I wouldn't say, hey, we need to have a public hearing on this because there's really not anything to have a public hearing on as far as that goes, because it's just what we're required to do.
Okay. So then, we would do the election. It's going to be Devontae and I up for the next election. So then we would run in November and then be put into office like the 2nd of January?
You'd be put into office the January 1st, technically. So you probably would have a swearing in before you take office, and then your official I know that's a holiday, but at the same time, it's effective January 1.
Right.
So we'd have to probably just look at that and say, like, on the 29th.
Exactly.
Right.
Yes.
Okay.
Also, with that said, I'll talk to Miss Allison at the registrar's office. That will eliminate us having to pay the $2,500 for election.
That's, I think in that, when I read all of that, that was one of the reasons that they were doing that, was trying to cut the expenses for the towns to have their elections.
Yeah, I think that really was the sole purpose behind that. It was just kind of a cost-saving measure for multiple municipalities across the state.
Yeah. That was the way that I understood it when I read it.
So. That's all I have for tonight.
Oh, okay. We don't have any new business? I don't have any old business. And then, Scott, you said we needed to go into closed session.
I'm sorry, but I think I need to share some information with you. Yes.
Okay. I don't know how to do the closed session. For, is it personnel or legal or?
Be mainly personnel, yes.
So it would be under 2.23711A1 of the Code of Virginia.
So I don't know how to do that. I've never done that part. So we're going to turn the recorder off and convene into closed session in accordance with the Virginia Code 2.2-3711A.1.
Yes, and we'll need a motion and a second to go into closed session.
I'll make that a motion to go into closed session.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 We're in closed session.